I'm joined by Dr. Michael Ash. He is the president of Southeastern Community College. We're talking about education, where we are right now, where we're going to be, what has changed, what hasn't changed, what is the plans for the future, athletics, how is that going to be happening, if not happening. It's sort of a myriad of possibilities, and I think you told me, Dr. Ash, you have three different plans that you have come up with depending upon the situation. But you also said that your main goal and your main plan is to have students back in classrooms, teachers teaching those students, and to be in as relatively normal a situation as possible. Is that summing it up?
That would be correct. And thank you again for Steve for having me and allowing me to be here. It has been the craziest season of our lives, and I've been in education a long, long time, and I've never, ever experienced anything like this. To shift hundreds and thousands of students to online education who weren't signed up to do that has just been a real challenge for everybody. And we've weathered the storm. We made it through the semester. But our plan, and we will be online for the summer for the most part. There will be a few classes that are face-to-face. But our plan A is to be face-to-face with our normal-sized classes and having an instructor there. And then we have plan B and plan C that takes the numbers down. Should there be an upsurge of issues with this virus, or if the governor doesn't permit us to have 20 or 30 or 40 students in a classroom, then we'll have to make adjustments.
Now, there are a number of programs where online learning simply is, I'm thinking of automotive mechanics. I'm thinking of a lot of the other, any other, where you hands-on. I'm thinking of hands-on. I'm thinking of the science building, thinking of nurses training and that sort of thing. You can do so much online, but you really need to have the hands-on learning.
Need to have those labs and that hands-on experience. And we've been having those kind of classes through the spring, and then we'll have some of those through the summer, into the summer. But you're exactly right. Those are some of the classes that are not just related to books, but it's actually putting your hands to work in how to tighten bolts or how to diagnose a patient issue right there with a simulator. So it's a real challenge trying to move everything, to think everything can just go online and we can just go on with
life.
Now,
some of the students have actually been doing some work with Gray River Medical Center, haven't they, in terms of helping with this, with the COVID crisis,
We've made ourselves available, and where they will permit us, then we have done that. And, but we've struggled with getting all of our clinicals in for our students, both at the nursing level, but also the respiratory therapy and the EMT program.
Graduation ceremonies, always a big deal. Are you looking at having a delayed graduation ceremony?
Yes. It was most disappointing when we were lining up towards May, and had to be in that position where we had to cancel or postpone graduation. So we did a survey of the students that were going to graduate and said, what do you want to do? Do you want to not have one? You want to have one virtual? You want to have one later that's face-to-face? And overwhelmingly, they said, face-to-face, we'll wait. And so this is really, really important to these types of students, and to all students for that matter, but these students and for their parents and their family members, this is really, really important. And that's how I felt deep in my heart that it was important for our students to be able to celebrate graduation. So we have scheduled August 1st as our face-to-face graduation. And at this juncture, we're moving as if that's going to happen. Of course, there are some obstacles. One is if we're not allowed to have that many people in one space. And then secondly, we always use the auditorium. And if there's a flood going on, which we've had the last number of years, then we might have to change venues. Our second ceremony will be in Keokuk at the Grand Theater. So there's generally no issues there. They're not near the river, and once we book it, it's ours to use. But then it comes into play is, will the governor allow that many people in one space?
So it's sort of you're still in a limbo of sorts in terms of what you absolutely can or cannot do. And you're going to play that one, I guess, you know, in other words, just simply by ear, is that right?
Well, exactly so. But even so, you have to order things. You have to order gowns. You have to order certificate covers. You have to order your speakers. You have to get the music lined up. You have to get the venue set up. You have to get your flowers scheduled. And so we've determined that we'll probably not be able to cancel gowns, but a month out from the event, so sometime around the first part of July, we'll be able to make a call, hopefully a positive one that says, yes, we're moving forward.
Okay.
So we'll be able to, if needs be, pull the plug on it or push it a little bit further into the fall.
What about athletics? Where do you stand on athletics right now? I know that the state of Iowa is opening up athletics for secondary schools, baseball and I believe
softball.
Softball, and also at 50% capacity for viewers, or not viewers, but for people in the stands. Does that apply as well to Southeastern?
Well, not really. What we belong to a conference, and it's a national conference, and they have allowed all the regions to determine how they want to function. After we had to wait until May 15th. Before we get final approval from the home office. But now we are not playing any sports at this juncture. Our seasons are over. Our athletes have gone home. We are recruiting students, student athletes, and we are planning for all hands on deck for the fall. We're planning to have students coming in the first part of July, the soccer players, the volleyball players.
Golf a fall sport?
Golf is a fall sport, so we'll be having them. We just have added track for this year. That'll be a spring sport. And so we're signing students for track opportunities. But nonetheless, we're planning to go forward. Now, again,
it depends on what the situation is.
And
yeah.
I think you and I were talking earlier that the biggest challenge with this virus is that there's no end date. It isn't like you can put that on the map and say, okay, this is over by this point, and from this point forward, you can plan. We make our plans the best we can, and sometimes we have to adjust those.
You said plan A, you got three plans. What is plan B?
Plan B is going to 50% of the classroom size, and if we have to go to plan C, then we're still trying to do all this face-to-face, those classes face-to-face. So if we have plan C, then we'll have a minimum number of students in a classroom, but we'll have multiple classrooms. And those classrooms will have the same instructor, but we'll zoom them, that instructor, into these different classrooms. And then the next time they meet, then the instructor will go to the next classroom.
Sort of virtual, and they'll be live in one of the classrooms, but also visually available on the other.
Yes,
the other
classrooms. And the instructor will have full vision of all the students in each of the classes. So that's our plan C. It's still less than what we'd optimally like to do.
So the hope is that plan A will continue and follow through, right, and that that things can return to close as possible to normal as
Correct.
We move into the fall. The summer is anything but normal right now. But August 1st is still your planning date for graduation, right?
Correct, right, exactly so. And as I said, we're signing students for the athletic programs. We're signing students for classes. Our offices are available for students who are interested in getting more information. And if they're not quite comfortable yet to come to campus, they can call, set up appointments, and we'll be glad to talk with them.
And if you're interested in signing up, if you're interested in becoming a student at SCC for the fall semester, what do you do?
Well, first of all, you want to go online. Here we go again, online, and fill out the application and get that submitted. And then there's a step-by-step process that walks you through exactly what to do. And if you need some help, give a call to the enrollment office, and our people there will answer your questions and give you guidance.
Are your offices fully staffed right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you can actually call the school and get a hold of somebody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now,
well, that's,
obviously, if it's really busy, there may be a waiting period, and so that's why we encourage students to get after this sooner rather than later. And unfortunately, all too often, students wait to the last minute, and then they have to get a FAFSA completed. They have to get their classes. They want all this stuff done because they're going to start classes tomorrow, type of thing. And that's We can pull it off, but there's a waiting period.
A little bit like you said for graduation preparations. It's nice to if you're going to have it on August 1st, nice to know you can't have it on August 1st, so you can do all the stuff that needs to be done. The golf outing is scheduled for, I believe, the third weekend in July. Is that still a go?
It's still planned to happen, and we are taking registrations now. So our golfers that are out there who like to play with our Alumni Association golf outing, we encourage you to get signed up, get your team lined up. We're planning to go forward with it. Golf courses are open. And so we're planning to have that event.
All right. Well, let's hope for the best. You'll plan for the worst, but let's hope for the best.
Yes.
And let's make it happen. Let's make the best happen. How about that?
I'm all on board with that one. So
all
thanks
right.
for that.
Dr. Michael Ash, thank you so much
thanks
for joining
for having
us
me.
Today.
Thanks, Steve.